Happy New Year, everyone. This is Dara Bunjon, your dining dish here at Baltimore Internet Radio. I spent this afternoon out at the new Pappas restaurant out in Cranbrook Shopping Center, where they were kicking off Baltimore County Restaurant Week. We first hear from Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz.
Baltimore County restaurants have a gross, according to statistics from the Restaurant Association of Maryland, has a gross of $1.4 billion, second only to Montgomery County, which is at 1.8. So we need 400,000 extra dollars to be the number one restaurant venue in the state, but we do surpass Baltimore City and a lot of other interesting and challengers as well. So it's big business here in Baltimore County. Continuing our guest, Keith Shapiro, is Cisco president. Downtown Diane Macklin is one of our partners here. Thank you for being here. We do have some members of the Baltimore County Tourism and Promotion Advisory Council. I think Louise Miller is here. Thank you for attending. Our advertising partners, because we need to advertise. First of all, we do this on our website, a special website, BaltimoreCountyRestaurantWeek.com. Easy enough. And you can see the samplings of all of the 55 restaurants on that website. But we do have some advertising partners that we have to give some promotion to them in exchange for them promoting us. And that's Comcast, WJZ-TV, WMAR-TV, CBS Radio, Baltimore Magazine, The Jewish Times, and The Baltimore Sun. So thank you all for being advertising partners.
We're here at Pappas out in Timonium for the kickoff of Baltimore County Restaurant Week, which starts Friday, January 9th, and I'm speaking to
Scotty Offit with Riley's Oyster.
Well, hi, Scotty. You know, I've seen you around. We've got two Rileys. We have the one, do we call it Cockeysville or Timonium?
Riley's Oyster Hunt Valley, which is right on Padonia Road, 22 West Padonia.
And then we have the original Riley's.
Yes, down on Cross Street in Federal Hill.
Okay. And it's been less than 2 weeks that the one opened up down in the Cultural Center.
Da-da-da-da, yeah. Our new Mount Vernon location, which is directly across the street from the Meyerhof. Right on the corner of Cathedral and Preston. So we've just been open about 2 weeks now, yep.
And I hear that you're redoing the basement and you're going to do that. It'll be for music?
Slowly but surely, yeah. We're really concentrating on the upstairs space, which we did so much work to. It's a huge space. And then we're eventually going to get down into that basement and kind of cater a little bit more towards the Micah, the music crowd, really partner up with the BSO, get some musicians down there, just make it a really, really comfortable place for the neighborhood.
Do you still have the vault there? I mean, there was a vault in the building up on the upper level. It was where they kept the wines. It was, like, gated.
Yes, yes. I was not aware that used to be a vault. But that's
well,
a fun
maybe
tidbit
that's
as well.
Not what, I just thought of it as a vault because it had an iron gate.
The gate, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So that is behind our main raw bar, so really nice focal point right when you come in. Still there, we really wanted to keep the integrity of the space, but just close it up a little more so you had more intimate kind of nooks going around.
It's a former Mariluna Mexican, and it's held Spike and Charlie, so everybody knows where this place is. So why don't you introduce me to Chef?
Yes, we have our sous chef, Sean McClure, here today.
How are you?
Hi, Sean. I'm going to come over, and hopefully we'll pick up. So we're kicking off for Restaurant Week in Baltimore County, and it looks like something's smoking here.
What we're doing is we're doing a little a play on a Vietnamese pho. So we have some lo mein noodles, some pickled veg, carpaccio of beef, and now we're just poaching some freshly shucked oysters in the oyster dashi. And then the idea is to, once these are all done, to fill the containers up with the warm oyster dashi, and we'll have a little noodle bowl. We can mix in all the veg and some garlic chili sauce and some spicy, sweet and spicy hoisin.
So this is a dish you're going to be offering on your restaurant week menu?
Yes, as an entree portion.
So are you doing both lunch and dinner?
We're just doing dinner.
Okay, why don't you tell me what you're doing over there? You'll be doing dinner.
We'll be doing dinner service for restaurant week. We are actually going to be doing four courses, so throwing in a little treat there at the end with a complimentary family-style dessert.
Terrific, terrific. Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, it's so great to see you.
And listen, Happy New Year, and thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well, look who I found. I just ran into Taylor Seidel, Good Eats blog. We're here at Pappas, as I said before, and everybody's here to kick off Baltimore County Restaurant Week. Taylor, tell me what you think the new trends are. You're going to Towson. You're the number one blogger through the Baltimore Sun Papers for winning the Mobys. So what do you see the trends being?
Sure. One of the biggest things that I've been seeing lately is farm to table. I think that's one of the biggest things that restaurants have been doing, people have been asking for. Everyone's trying to source local food, source local proteins. And I think it's been like a huge success. I know some of my favorites, Maggie's Farm, Woodbury, they're up there, and they really do the farm to table really well.
Well, let's see, you're the under 25 crowd.
Sure.
So if I wanted to go somewhere in Baltimore County for some really great drinks and hanging out, and I'm 25, where would I go?
Let's see, great drinks, hanging out. I think Cunningham's has some great cocktails. We were just actually there in the food market as well. The food market, I have indulged there with a couple of drinks. Other than that, I'm trying to think what else has some really good cocktails. I mean, Woodbury does all the locally sourced alcohols I like. I guess those are about it, really, that I've been to lately.
All right, well, thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.
Well, we're here with Brian Boston, who is helping kick off Baltimore County Restaurant Week. And every year he does this macadamia dessert to sample out to all the people that are going to promote Baltimore County Restaurant Week. And I always miss out, so I'm doing what they said. I'm having dessert first. Brian, congratulations on your new restaurant this year, Highland Inn and the Milton Inn. What's shaking? Tell me about these small plates that you're doing out at the Milton Inn.
Well, the Milton Inn, we've started doing small plates. There's 26 different options. They start at $12 each. We do wine pairings with them. It's really just a new way that people are kind of eating. People are tending to eat two or three different courses, and then they're kind of done, but they get to sample more things on our menu that way. And I've actually started eating that way myself. I think you get a little bit older and you start eating a little bit less and you want a little bit more variety. But I think in general, people are now wanting to try different things.
Well, they're more informed. You know, the internet, social media, everything helps get the word out and people are trying. I'm waiting for Cuban food to take off because we've opened up trade with Cuba and we can now travel there. So I think Cuban's going to be the next hot food.
I don't doubt that at all.
And so what are you doing at the Milton Inn for Restaurant Week?
For Restaurant Week, we're doing brunch, lunch, and dinner offerings. We have a pretty varied menu, something from filet mignon to blackened catfish, penne pasta with shrimp, crab, and mussels. So there's a variety of things on the menu for people.
That's for restaurant weekend and at any time.
Yep.
I know the small plates, you were doing a lot of game. I was out there.
Yes.
So
a lot of game for the winter. In the summer, it'll get a little bit lighter. Things will change once again. But that menu won't come out until probably right after Easter.
Okay. So I'm doing a story now on trends. I've reached out to chefs around the country saying what trend can disappear, what trend should come back, and what's going to be hot. Any thoughts on that?
Well, trends that could disappear.
Well,
for me, it's kale. I'm done with kale.
You're done with kale? I don't know. For me, I think I'm not a fan of the sous vide cooking. I think the caramelization's missing. There are people who are doing it in a way that it's pretty good. They do the sous vide and then they either caramelize before or after. But I think the caramelization process is really important in food.
Well, to explain to people, the caramelization is actually bringing out the natural sugars.
Natural sugars and flavors in the meat or fish or vegetables even. It's really any kind of food that you're cooking is going to have that caramelization, and it adds another layer of flavor to what you're eating.
What would you like to see come back? What sort of disappeared and you would...
I don't think anything ever disappears completely. I think it kind of gets...
Reinvented
and... you know, I like home-cooked foods, you know, really things that are good for your soul, just kind of comfort foods. Those things are always going to be around. They come, they go, they get reinvented. But I think those are the foods I really enjoy the most.
Like a chicken pot pie or a beef stew on a snowy day.
Absolutely.
Well, Brian, it's always a pleasure. We go way back.
Yep.
You don't look aged at all.
Thank you.
And we won't say anything about me, but I'm still
short.
Well,
you really haven't aged at all either.
I'm still short, so...
Oh, you're still short, but that's okay.
Hi, I'm Dave Seal, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Bagby Restaurant Group.
Hi, Dave. I hope people can hear us over all the background noise. We're having great fun tasting all the different dishes that the restaurants are going to be doing for Baltimore County Restaurant Week. And Dave sort of oversees all the promotions and marketing for the Bagby Restaurant Group, which is Fleet Street Kitchen, 1010, Bagby Pizza, Cunningham's Cafe.
Yeah, it's a lot of restaurants.
It is. Did I miss any?
No, that's it. Yeah,
I did
now.
Good. I get
we are opening a new Bagby Pizza up in Festival at Woodhome, so that's...
Right.
But that's not until probably around May or so.
May. Do you know whose spot they were taking over there?
It's the...
Because it's my hood, so I can't remember who's
the
leading.
The Lexington Ladies space.
Oh, okay, so that's a nice-sized space.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it'll seat probably around 30 seats or so, but it'll be a quick-service pizza joint where we'll be serving our classic thin-crust pizzas as well as customizable salads. So.
Well, I can't wait because you're in my hood, and now, it's not
fun.
Like schlepping downtown, not that I don't do that, but it's nice to have it in the hood.
Oh,
we have a
fun.
Lot of things. It's downtown Diane.
Hi, nice to see you, Dara, and my favorite person in the world, Dave. Cunningham's had an amazing branzini there the other night, by the way.
Love it.
We had a great lunch at Cunningham's.
That's the other exciting thing is we are doing Restaurant Week for Cunningham's, and we're going to be doing a fabulous menu. We're excited for Restaurant Week, so that's January 9th through
the 24th,
correct.
Right.
Yep.
So that's a Friday through to a Saturday. So you have a couple weekends in there. I was going to say something, but my addled brain just sort of went. We had a wonderful lunch yesterday at Cunningham Cafe. I'm just trying to think.
Diane said that the turkey chili was better than her own. So that's winning.
Yeah, that's saying something. You have a lot of different specials going on. I thought it was fun. During the snow, you had a free flatbread tomato flatbread.
That's right.
At Cunningham's at the bar.
Yeah, and we'll be doing that all throughout the snow season, you know, I mean...
There'll be snow specials.
Yeah, join our email, list, our Facebook, Twitter, you know, we'll be doing different snow specials every time there's a snow day, because, hey, what's better than having fun and...
Right, so that's not only Cunningham's, it's Fleet Street,
Fleet Street, 1010,
and Bagby.
Yep.
Terrific. So, I have a question for you. If there was a food trend that could go away today, what would it be?
Oh, man. I think, honestly, I love all, I'm a big fan of food trends, though.
Well, you see, for me, and I said something earlier, kale.
But see, I love kale. it gets so much flack recently. There's a bunch of, but I'm a big fan of trends, and I think it's basically, I think that oftentimes people like changing it up. They like to change up what they're eating. I think I would say if there was a food trend that would go away, and I think it's already beginning to go away, is the obsession with sriracha. Like, I recently saw, like, a Pizza Hut, like, is now doing, like, a sriracha crust. And I was like, really, guys? Really? That's, like, 5 years ago.
Well, we won't tell about sriracha. And people can email me. I'll tell you who we're talking about. We have a friend in common who puts sriracha on everything.
Hey.
You know.
I don't blame him. I mean, I'm a big fan of sriracha, but I think it's
gone to the nth degree.
It's gone to the point where now Pizza Hut is doing a pizza crust. Like, all right, it's time to let sriracha have a rest. And I think you're beginning to see new sorts of sauces like Korean chili paste, guancheng, I think is how you pronounce it.
Or it's sort of similar to the Chinese sambal oluk.
Right, exactly. Like, it's, that type of stuff is really beginning to sort of, you know, take over for that. So we'll see.
We're here, as I said earlier, at the new Pappas out in Cockeysville and Cranbrook Shopping Center with the manager.
I'm Justin Wendell.
And I can say that I had my fill of crab cakes today, and that's hard to say, but they are delicious. And Justin, you've been here now in the old Patrick spot in Cranbrook Mall. How long has it been?
We opened September 4th. This is our fourth month.
Well, I was out here one night. It was a weeknight, and you couldn't get in the place. So everybody needs a reservation.
Well, we recommend reservations, but, you know, we've had a wonderful reception from the community here. It's a great spot to be in.
So you're sampling, obviously, some of the things that you're doing for the Restaurant Week menu, and I saw that you have something new on there. It's a pasta. What's it called?
It's called Penne Louisiana, and basically it features blackened chicken, blackened shrimp, and a brandy cream sauce. And it's chock full of tomatoes and roasted red peppers, onions and garlic, and it's just a very yummy, yummy dish.
Well, you know, that's a great culinary word. Right. I use yummy, yummy, too. So, tell me what you are you doing lunch and dinner for restaurant on Baltimore County Restaurant Week?
Yeah, both our lunch and dinner menus are three courses, and we have several options for each course. The lunch menu is $20.15. The dinner menu is $30.15.
Okay, and one of the questions that I've been asking is, what food trend would you like to see disappear?
What food?
Or what food trend would you like to see come back?
Right. Well, I think it's really neat to be partnering with local produce and local farms. I think that's a fun kind of a relationship, and I think that's really neat trend. I'd like to see that continue, and I think it's great to boost the local economies like that. I'm trying to think of some of the old school trends that are on its way out that I'm excited about. I think any restaurant that's sort of worth their lick and salt will be able to, you know, welcome the new trends, but also, you know, make relevant the old trends. So I'm happy with. I try to go by what the customers want, always.
Always.
Sorry if that's a
befuddled
answer.
I take a look at it, and, you know, some of the old things to me, maybe they're being reinvented a long time ago, you know, to have a crab cocktail. I would love to see people doing a crab cocktail, like Danny's and the old Chesapeake dishes.
Yeah, well, and Pappas is a traditional restaurant place. My father-in-law opened the original Parkville location 43 years ago. And some of those suspects that you were talking about, like crab meat cocktail, oysters Rockefeller, Lamb's Casino, you know, shrimp cocktail, those old school appetizers are still on our menu. But we also welcome some of the newer and cooler trendy items like the flatbreads and the the wraps and salads, what have you.
Fine. And I don't want to be remiss, because your crab cakes are legendary, that these crab cakes can be purchased and sent to your friends that may not be in Baltimore but are really hankering for a great crab cake. And they just go to what?
www.pappascrabcakes.com. Or you can go 1-888-535-2722. And that spells crab.
Well, I thank you so much.
Thank
it's
you,
been
Dara.
Fun.
Oh, my gosh. We appreciate you.
Thank you, and I appreciate a great crab cake.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks. Hello, Marjorie. This is Marjorie Hampson, who is Baltimore County Tourism, who puts this whole thing together. I'm sure there's one or two people that might help her, but I think she does most of it.
Hi there. I just want to welcome all of Baltimore County, Baltimore City, and surrounding jurisdictions to come and join us for Baltimore County Restaurant Week. It runs January the 9th through the 24th. You can enjoy great meals and great deals. So please come out, participate in our Restaurant Week, and enjoy the diverse cuisines that you'll find in Baltimore County.
Thank you, Marjorie.
So mark your calendars, make your reservations. It's Baltimore County Restaurant Week from Friday, January 9th to Saturday, January 24th. Check out over 50 restaurants at www.baltimorecountyrestaurantweek.com. You'll find me, Dining Dish, Dara Bunjon, at my blog, diningdish.net. And you can find me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Dara Cooks. Have a great day.